occasion for this talk to industry, sort of the one-year anniversary of the Better Buying Power Initiative, which is, we've heard a lot about it, but it's the effort to drive costs out of DoD contracting. It was sort of an all-star panel put together by the National Defense Industrial Association today of all the acquisition folks from the Pentagon, each one of the acquisition chiefs from each of the four military branches, and then the Undersecretary of Acquisition, Ashton Carter, and a few other folks. But the whole sort of mantra of the Better Buying Power Initiative since Carter and Secretary Gates started it out last fall has been more without more. And that was, of course, before they found out that the President and OMB were going to be asking for $400 billion in reductions to national security spending over the next 12 years. So who knows, that may morph into more with less or the same with less by the time DoD finishes with its big budget review that it's doing right now, where Carter says everything is on the table, even things that haven't been on the table before. But back to industry profitability, the bottom line, according to Frank Kendall, the principal deputy undersecretary for acquisition, is that the next few years of DoD spending are going to look very different from the last 10 or so.
The business environment that you'll be operating in then won't look the same. Secretary Lynn has talked about an inflection point. Dr. Carter, in an earlier speech, talked about going into a new era. It's going to be different. Okay, so what kind of a relationship should we have as we go into this new era, as we all try to adjust to the realities that we have to face? My answer, and I think this is sort of the punchline here, is that we need to have a win-win relationship. You are essential to us, okay? We can't equip the force without you to build the products and provide the services that we need. So a win-win, I would define as for you, that you're in a profitable industry where you can make reasonable margins if you do a good job at what you do. And for us, it's a win if we get affordable products and affordable services that allow us to support the force structure that we have. So that's what we're all shooting for. That's where we want to be at the end of the day.
Now, Kendall says that win-win has to include a Defense Department and industry partners who are all after the same goals. And he says they want to see a healthy defense industry, meaning that it's profitable, but also that it's sort of leaner and meaner. But the point they're trying to make is that the reduced costs that they're after are not going to impact industry's profitability, or at least the profitability of any individual contract. They really don't want it to. Ashton Carter, the Undersecretary for Acquisition, Logistics, and Technology in DoD, says that's not where they want the savings to come from.
That's not the point. In fact, it's not only wrong, that's backwards. It's backwards because profit is the incentive that will get us on the government side the result that we're looking for. So we would be foolish to look there for economies rather than for leverage. And in that way, our incentives and your incentives are aligned. And I think most of you know that, but every once in a while somebody asks me that question, and so I want to be absolutely clear about it. The profit is not the point. Cost is the point.
That's Ashton Carter, the Undersecretary for Acquisition Technology and Logistics at the Pentagon. If the issue then is not the profitability to the contractors, what are they doing at DoD, both on the industry side and the government side, to try to drive those costs out?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole idea is, you know, profit is a lever. So they want industry to have incentive to continue to seek profits, and they want them to do that through efficiency the same way they're trying to do on the government side. So there's several examples they gave today. One that we'll pick out is on industry independent research and development, the IRAD, the R&D that industry does on its own with its own money in the hopes that it'll someday turn into a product or a technology that DoD might want to buy someday. So Carter says the process over the last couple of decades has been very inefficient, and industry has complained that figuring out what to invest in has been like throwing darts at a dartboard.
We've made no changes in the program to date, but we have made some changes in the way the program is administered, which will give us a chance on both sides, industry and government, better to understand how we're using IRAD, better to allow you to align your investments, which include IRAD and company investment, in places where that investment is likely to pay off in terms of things that we need. And if you're not familiar with that already, you'll see how we're going to do that. That's a process of information exchange that stopped, in the early 1990s, I think, ill-advisedly, and we're going to restart again.
And, you know, a couple other examples. One of the things that was in the Better Buying Power Plan, in which Carter said they already started making some big changes on, is getting a clearer focus to two of the big DOD agencies that handle contracting and contract oversight, the Defense Contract Management Agency and the Defense Contract Audit Agency. Now, they have separate missions but overlapping in some areas, and Carter says they've come up with some much clearer what he calls swim lanes for those two agencies. So that saves money on the government side, obviously, by getting rid of duplicative work, but also on the industry side, because when that duplicative work is going on, it means vendors have to spend time and money digging up data in response to requests for the exact same information from two different parts of DOD, sort of a right-hand, left-hand problem. They say they're putting that to an end the best they can. They've also made a broad request to industry to help DOD identify, you know, what are some of the rules, the regulations, the procedures that just add time and expense on the vendor side, which, of course, gets passed on to DOD, but they don't provide any value at all to the contracting process for anybody.
You mentioned that some of the acquisition heads from some of the branches of the military were at this event. Any sense from them how they see each of the component branches fitting into this better buying power plan?
Well, to hear them tell it, you know, it really is filtering down through the individual defense agencies and the individual services, and they've all got their own little examples of things they're working on. But one of them we heard from the Army, they say that they've started this process of allowing competition after a contract from folks who are not, you know, the holders of the incumbent contract, the program of record. They can come back in and compete. Those are people who've complained in the past that they didn't win a competition and there's no way to get back in on this process. So they're trying to crack that back open. This big thing the Army just did with their network integration exercise out west, they say, is an example of that. They allowed people who weren't really working on any particular contract to come in, test their products on the Army network to open that door up to industry